All right, the NBA playoffs continue tonight. We've got Game 5 down in Miami, Miami-Philly, and Game 5 Phoenix-Dallas. Man, we've had some pretty good series in the NBA playoffs. And I saw earlier today Kyle Lowry is out. So he's dealing, I believe, with a hamstring injury. And he has not been himself. Like, Kyle's stats have been awful, quite frankly. Like, they have not been good. And to chat about that, amongst many other things, here's our good buddy Leo Routens, our TSN NBA analyst. Leo, what do you make of Kyle? Obviously, he's been banged up. He's not playing tonight. But I was looking over his stats. He's shooting under 30% from the field in the playoffs. Yeah. Like, what is your read on what's going on with him?
Well, you know, he's obviously not right. I mean, we all know Kyle. We know how he plays. And, you know, I think in Miami, for Spoelstra, what he was trying to do is just Kyle's presence is important. Kyle just being there sometimes, even though he's not going to be himself, makes a big difference for the team. And I think that's what Spoelstra was trying to bring to the table when he tried to get Kyle on the floor. But you could see, you know, Kyle was, you know, nowhere close to being himself. And ultimately that ended up hurting Miami because they weren't able to run and get up in the open floor and loosen things up the way they like to. So, you know, I feel bad for him. He obviously will do anything he can to play, but right now he just doesn't have it.
Did you see Philadelphia getting back into this series, and especially a guy like Harden maybe turning back the clock the other night?
Well, I mean, hey, here's the one thing. I think we talked about it during the Raptor series that, you know, James Harden, you know, he may have lost a step. He may do a lot of things that you go, like, you just kind of shake your head at. But on any given night, you know, this guy can take over a game. You know, he did it last game in the fourth quarter. He's able to just dominate a game. And you know, his game is so difficult to play against because he's physically strong. He can get to the basket. And even when, excuse me, he's not playing great, he can get to the free throw line. So he puts you in all kinds of compromising situations. And then, you know, when a three starts falling, you've got serious problems. So then, you know, between that and Embiid coming back and, you know, Joel, you know, he's playing, to me, he's playing better in this series already than he did, you know, in the Raptors series. He's been more dominant. And a lot of that has to do with matchups. I think the Raptors did a pretty good job of putting him in some tougher situations than Miami's done so far. But, you know, Embiid has been a big factor for them defensively. He's really kind of clogged things up and kept Miami from loosening up. And when they're not making shots, it becomes a real problem to play against these guys.
Yeah, they're not happy in Philly that Embiid didn't end up winning the MVP. Jokic goes back-to-back. Where do you stand on that, Leo?
You know, I think people excuse me, guys. I think people forget that, you know, we're talking about a regular season MVP. And, you know, everybody's, you know, the one line I'm hearing all the time, well, the guy's not in the playoffs right now. Well, okay, well, that's not the regular season right now. And, you know, there's a lot of players that could, you know, you can look at and you can give them good recognition and give them make a great case for the MVP. And Jokic and Embiid both made a great case. So, you know, I don't have an issue with Jokic getting the MVP. When you look at that team, you know, they played without the second and third best players in that team most of the season, you know, frankly, all the season. And Jokic had to carry them in the Western Conference. And I thought that, you know, he made that team respectable. He gave that team a chance. And that's what a regular season MVP has to do. You know, Embiid had a great year, and I don't think it's taken anything away from him. But now Embiid's got an opportunity to, Embiid's issue has never been the regular season. Embiid's issue is, you know, can you become a postseason MVP? So if I'm Embiid, I wouldn't be worried about it. I'd be trying to show everybody I can do it at this stage.
Have you ever had to wear one of those, whatever that is, the face mask that Embiid is wearing right now? And how uncomfortable would that be?
You know what? I mean, I've had to wear it. It didn't last long with me. I just kind of took it off and said, hey, you know, I'll take my chances with my face. And you could probably see some of the results today. But, you know, I didn't care. You know, you kind of get used to it. Like, somebody made a point the other night, his first game back when he was in warmups, and he wasn't wearing it, shooting around and doing everything before the game. And that really didn't make a lot of sense to me. If you're going to be playing in the game with it, you need to get as comfortable as you can going into the game. It's got to be kind of part of you. You see a lot of guys that have, you know, Ray Allen was a great case where he wore it all the time when he broke his nose and injured his face, that he kept it on afterwards. because players do get comfortable with it. It becomes also a little comfort level. You know you're not going to get hurt again. But, you know, I don't think it's a big deal. I think, you know, everybody likes to make a big deal out of, you know, masks or wrapping the thumb or whatever else. Hey, bottom line is you go play. If you can play, you play.
Leo, how do you think the Raps offseason is going to go when things are all said and done? Brian has talked about how many solid things are in place for the Raptors. You talk about their president, their head coach, their young core of guys that work extremely hard. They pay attention to detail. There's a lot of positive things. But do you see any type of scenarios where Raps fans will get overly excited, or they make a big splash? Or do you think it's just going to be kind of, you know, develop growth, continue to grow, that type of stuff, and just kind of normal stuff?
Well, here's the good thing. I think the Raptors have the luxury of potentially going either way. You know, and not many teams do. You know, not many teams can stay status quo and continue to work on their development and growth and be a very good competitive team and maybe just do some tweaking. And there's not a lot of teams that can say that. So the Raptors are in a great situation where if they choose to do that, they can do that. Now, does that mean you got to tweak? Yes. You still got. I think they got to add some shooting. I'd like to see a point guard that could take the pressure off of Fred, reduce his minutes, potentially some size. You know, but it has to be the size that works with the way they want to play. But you know, if they tweak with the players that they have and development they have, they're going to be a really good team. But they also, and we saw this, you know, a couple of years back when the Raptors won the championship. All of a sudden, Masai pulls a rabbit out of his hat. And Kawhi Leonard's on the floor. So, you know, you never know what can happen. Masai and Bobby Webster, you know they're going to, you know, make all the phone calls and do whatever they can. And, you know, sometimes the guy you don't think is available becomes available, just like a Kawhi. So, you know, you explore all the options, and if the piece fits, you go for it. But because I do think the Raptors are also in a position that if they were able to, say, acquire somebody of a certain stature that they really felt could make a difference with the supporting cast, and depending on what you have to give up, you know, the Raptors could really put themselves in a great situation. So I said either way, they got a good summer ahead of them.
We'll leave it there, Leo. Great catching up with you, buddy. We'll do it again soon. Thank you for this.
Always a pleasure, guys. Have a good one.
There's Leo Routens, our TSN NBA analyst. We'll see what the Raptors have in store. We've obviously got a lot more left in us in terms of the playoffs. Golden State's, they kind of stole one last night. They're up 3-1 on Memphis, and John Morant, we'll see when he returns.
You think Golden State can do it?
Yeah, I do. I think, listen, Phoenix have been the best team in the NBA.
They're locked up with Dallas, though.
They are. It's 2-2 now. Like, all of a sudden, they're in a battle, and I think Golden State will go home and win in five, so I think they'll be sitting pretty. It feels like that series against Dallas could go seven. That helps. They got a lot of old guys on that team. Steph's up there. Klay's up there. Draymond's up there. Jordan Poole's been huge for him. Wiggins has been good.
Draymond just doesn't care.
He's right in the middle of everything, man.
He's certainly an entertainer. Like an hour after the game, he's on his couch doing a YouTube channel.
Yeah. He knows what's up. Like that's what he wants to do, right? Like it's genuine. He's a talker. Oh, he's a big personality.
He'll be sitting beside Shaq when he's done.
Absolutely. Like that's coming. Barkley eventually is going to probably retire, and Draymond's going to go right in there. Like, it's just, that's the panel everyone wants to be on in the NBA. They want to move on to the NBA on TNT.
But he would be probably the most natural fit right away.
Yes. He's already got a deal, I believe, with TNT. Like, he's got the
Brady deal waiting for him?
Yeah, like, he's done a lot of stuff with TNT when they've been out. When they missed the playoffs last year, he was doing the playoffs with the TNT. So, like, he's still got years to go on his career. And it feels like he'll be a lifer. Like, I can't picture Klay, Steph, or Draymond leaving.
He wants the fear of being not relevant, it's a fear for some guys. There's some guys that say, I want to go golf and never be heard from again.
Yep.
There's other guys that want to stay in the mix. Me and Jamie are not two of them. We just happen to do this job and we enjoy it. But they're afraid of not being in the mix and being relevant.
It's a hell of a drug, man. Fame is the most addictive drug. Right? And it's true. Once you leave and you just become the guy who used to play.
In the chapel.
It's truth, man. Fame is one hell of a drug.
I have never heard that before.
You've never heard that before?
I thought you were going with the Chappelle.
I thought, like winning is one hell of a drug. I've never heard fame is one hell of a...
Fame is one hell of a drug. Fame
Grappler, bring me in a piece of paper that's a quote, someone saying fame's a hell of a drug.
No, there's one from the Chappelle show where it's Rick James is like...
Yeah,
that's that one's different.
That's different. And it, yes, but... I'm telling you, I have heard something along the lines of...
Now it's something along...
Fame is like the most addictive drug, or...
Yeah, I
attention
I agree.
Is the most addictive drug,
I agree, like that.
Like that. If not, I'll take it.
Attention, absolutely.
Patented. That's mine.
Air check? Is that
air
what
check.
You just did? You air checked him?
Yeah, look at you air checking me now.
I don't even know. We're not... I gotta get rid of this air
we're
check.
We're gonna start air
even
checking.
The name bugs me, air check.
It's an air check.
I...
Come on in for an air check.
The whole scenario with
Shapovalov?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was tense.
It was really awkward.
Yeah. Like, he is a loose cannon on the court. Like a complete
loose
though. Cannon.
Who cares?
Well, there's
a
line.
That's petulant.
There's
goofy.
A line.
Telling a crowd to shut up because they're booing you when you're in Italy playing in Italian? Like, that's ridiculous.
He may have had a case because the ball looked like it was out.
That's
like,
fine. Go complain to the ump, but you don't turn around
and tell the crowd.
He
asked for the manager.
Crowd.
It was like he...
Yeah,
I'm not talking to you. Give me the...
Karen.
Not
he
the server.
Sometimes you got to address the crowd and just say...
Shut the up!
I hope he gets booed into the ground everywhere he plays. Like, honestly, like, that to me is outrageous.
It was.
I can't support that.
The whole... How it went down was kind of outrageous. That's... Watching the extended version?
He'll be embarrassed about that someday.
Yeah.
He may already be embarrassed by
it. I don't think so.
He'll be embarrassed about it someday.